Hello, can you hear me all right? Very good. I'm Dr. Deborah Warner. You need to stand right where I was sitting. I have our own Vanna White here to help us out. Thank you. I'm Dr. Deborah Warner from Littleton, and I have a handout for you. On page 2, I'd like to start there with a study that I did in 2012 as this whole project was developing. And the chart, as you see, and is being held by Jean, shows the results of a study conducted in 2012. It surveys more than 100 attendees at public events in Coos County, New Hampshire, which is where I'm from, right on the border. I have land right there. With spontaneous answers to the question, what do you like about the North Country? I heard they love the North Country. As you can see in here, looking, show it to them. The top line there is 2/3 of people asked, what do you like about the North Country, spontaneously said, it's the mountains and the forests that they like. And in fact, as I listened to them, they also said, well, I like the people here, I have a family here, I have relations and such. Half of them talked about the people. 2/3 talked about the mountains and forests. They talked about nature activities, about 30%. Quiet and daily quality of life, and so on. You can see the items on this grid. But as I listened to them, I could hear that they weren't just talking about, gosh, you know, exit 43 or exit 29 is convenient because there's a store right there. They're talking about the mountains and the forests, and I'm a psychologist, so I listen to how people talk. And the way they talked about these things, we're not talking about inanimate objects. They were talking about the mountains and the forests like they are family members. They're loved ones. And so when Northern Pass came on the scene and said, we're going to strike these things and we're going to slash the woods, that's what we heard. They're going to scar the landscape. They might as well have said they're going to take our children and do medical experiments on them. It is that profound a feeling inside of the people in the North Country who live there. Now, people live there, there's an economic cost to living in the North Country. And if I might indulge with going to page 1, I will go over here. This is a quick lesson in economics. There's the external market where goods and services are made here and they're sent away and money comes back. You have a destination market where people come here and they enjoy our beautiful lands, which we're happy to share with them, and they leave their money here with us. The local market, we buy from each other, and the money we have just goes, changes hands among ourselves. And there is the drain market, where outside business comes in, use our resources, and the money goes somewhere else. Northern Pass fits into the drain market category of economics. They're coming in from afar. They're not local. They are taking our resources, and in our case, it's the mountains and forest value that they are taking. If, Mr. Clegg, I might correct, we actually are taxed on the view. It has economic value. You have a regular property tax based on the market value of your house, and then on top of that, you have a view tax. Many, many people pay that, and many, many places are going under because the view is in jeopardy with Northern Pass. We have the Owl's Nest Golf Course and a huge development in Campton that went under just because of this coming in, and no one would invest anymore, and they were thriving before that. There are many, many people, as you just heard the gentleman speak of from Connecticut, who have retirement homes, who come here to live, who buy the view, and they buy it for the next generation, and that's what they want. And they're not the big spenders necessarily, but they are coming, and we do appreciate their business, and we appreciate their love of the area that we're very, very happy to share with them.
Dr. Warren, how much more do you have?
I am probably summing up, now that you mention it. Thank you very much. I do have one point to make. I do dispute something that Mr. Quinlan has stated, supposedly as fact, that they have reached out to every municipality along the way. My husband served on the Littleton Select Board for 4 out of the past 5 years, and we never heard anything of it. I haven't seen any town hall meetings. The only meetings that we have heard of and been to are the large meetings that are required by this board that happened at some of the larger places, the venues like Mountain View Grand. I would prevail upon the board to please ask Mr. Quinlan to provide you with an entire list of these contacts and the notices given for these meetings, and I certainly would hope it would go on to the notification list, because I'd like to see that. I recommend burial. It is done in other states, and we should have that as well. Thank you.